This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, B. Scott, pick your poison.
All right,
and those of you who are out here listening to us right now, probably still in your pajamas, as you should be, 713-572-4610, you can pick your poison as well. Who do you want on the road, first round of the playoffs? You want the Steelers? Or do you want the Ravens? Now, the Steelers... The Houston Oilers were 0-3 in the postseason against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That included 2 AFC title games where the Steelers pretty much whooped that ass.
Come on, that's why they're dead. That's right? Why the Oilers are dead.
They beat them 34-5 in 1978 at Three Rivers, where the Oilers committed 3 turnovers in the final 48 seconds of the first half. That led to 17 Steeler points. And then the next year, 1979, Oilers lose to Three Rivers again, 27-13. That's the Mike Renfro game, where Mike Renfro has what looks like a game-tying touchdown in the third quarter that poor officiating ruled incomplete. They wind up kicking the field goal. They're down 17-13. The Steelers then score 10 unanswered points in the fourth to seal it. Or the Baltimore Ravens, whom the Texans are 0-2 in the postseason.
Yeah.
Lost in 2011 in the divisional round 20-13 at M&T Bank. And then more recently, in 2023, AFC divisional round, lost 34-10 at M&T Bank Stadium in a game where Lamar Jackson did what he always does to the Texans, which is dominate in the air, dominate on the ground. The only Texans touchdown was a 67-yard punt return by Steven Sims. Texans get outscored 24-0 in the second half. Now, The Texans have never beaten Lamar Jackson. They're 0-3 against Lamar Jackson, including the Christmas Day debacle last year at NRG, where Jackson broke the NFL quarterback rushing yards record, had a 48-yard touchdown. And pretty much the only highlight of the game was the halftime show at Beyonce.
Yeah. The score was 31-2, if I remember
31-2
correctly.
31-2. It was just...
I believe the score was 31-2.
Abysmal.
That feels correct. It was one of those games where, and the Texans have had a couple of these over the last several years, where they score an amount that is embarrassing, where you would just rather they not score at all.
Just get shut out.
Like they had one of those against the Cardinals, I think in J.J. Watt's first year there, so like 2021, where they scored five. It was like 30-something to five. Don't score five or two. Score 3, 6, 0, not five, not two.
It can we get four?
No.
Can we get four?
Not even four. Give me zero. Like, lose respectfully. Come on now. It was one of those games.
So, there is history with the Steelers, who were the obstacle preventing the Oilers from ever getting to a Super Bowl. There is history with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, where, well, Lamar Jackson just pretty much kicks the Texans' ass every time he plays them.
He does.
So who do you want? Do you want revenge for the long-standing history, or do you want revenge for the recent history? Do you want the Steelers? Do you want the Ravens?
So the part that I really like about this is that it's pick your poison, but curveball here, I don't think neither one of these teams is poison. I think they're both food. Either one of these teams that the Texans get, whether it be the Steelers, whether it be the Ravens, I like the Texans. I'm taking the Texans on the road against either one of these outfits. History be damned. And so I'll take revenge against either one. Whichever one of those that y'all prefer, I'll take it. But in terms of which opponent I prefer, choose your own adventure, pick your poison, give me the Ravens, man. I like the Texans' chances against the Ravens even more so than the Steelers. And that might sound crazy because you're like, well, wait a minute. They got Lamar Jackson. PC just read off the history of how Lamar Jackson owns the Texans. They also have Derrick Henry, who maybe not quite as recently, but over the course of time, throughout the course of a longer history, has also owned the Texans, more so with a different team. But these are the two players that have owned the Texans. I get that. But the way I see it, they haven't seen a Texans defense like this. And quite honestly, the defense on the other side, the Ravens defense, that's the one that I'm trying to get after. Like, I think that, just to be honest here, if you are a Texans offensive player, you'd rather see the Ravens. If you're a Texans defensive player, you'd rather see the Steelers, right? If you play defense for the Texans, you don't want to be chasing around Lamar Jackson and trying to bow up and tackle Derrick Henry all day. You'd much rather go up against this version of Aaron Rodgers and a Steelers offense that honestly just does not threaten you, does not scare you, I think, at all. So if you're on the defensive side, that's who you would prefer. But overall, like, I think that the defense can handle, the Texans defense, that is, can handle this version of Lamar Jackson and this version of the Ravens. And I think that the Texans offense can actually go off against this version of the Ravens defense. So if I take it in totality, give me the Ravens. I ain't scared. This ain't last year. This ain't previous years. These ain't your big brothers or your uncle's Ravens, or Texans for that matter. So give me the Ravens.
So what if I told you the Pittsburgh Steelers are 29th in the NFL in passing defense, allowing 245.3 passing yards per game?
And this offense, which is inconsistent to say the least, could use a cone like that, if you will. A cone defense like that. Somebody that they can throw the ball on. Give me that. As opposed to a Steelers defense that ranks in the top five in pass rush win rate. Right? So that means they can at least get after the pass.
That's the Steelers that I gave you that number on, that are 29th in the league in passing yards allowed.
I thought you were giving me the Ravens. They're just as bad, though.
That's the Steelers. The Ravens have the exact same number.
See? So back to my earlier point.
Yes, you were not wrong.
They're both
food. I just
hadn't
set that part up yet.
They're both food. It will be time to eat come next, whenever they schedule this game for. Like, when it comes time for the first round of the playoffs, no matter if it's the Steelers or the Ravens, give me the Texans. If I got to choose one that I prefer, it's going to be the Ravens. But hey, look, at the very least, the Steelers can, especially if T.J. Watt turns out to be healthy. We'll see what happens with that. But the Steelers at least have a redeeming quality on defense. The Ravens simply do not. They don't get after the passer. They give up a lot of yards through the air. They're just an easier operation to go against.
You know, there's the it's what I call Texans PTSD.
I'm trying to fight against that.
Which I find there is a great deal of.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Texans fans with Texans PTSD. And I understand this because, again, I growing up of a Giants fan, there were, despite the fact that they have won 4 Super Bowls in my lifetime, they have also had a lot of seasons that would make you want to drink very heavily. They currently have one of the dumbest owners in all of the NFL, maybe only outrivaled by the other owner in the same building.
Is that the most? Are the Giants the most Super Bowl or bust franchise there is? It feels like they're either winning the Super Bowl or embarrassing y'all.
They are 4-1 in the Super Bowl.
One or the other.
And the Super Bowl they lost, they got embarrassed. And they have had a lot of seasons where they have been just holy bleep awful. In fact, over the last decade, the only team with a worse cumulative record than the New York Giants over the last 10 years.
Got to be the Browns.
Is the Jets. Even the Browns better than the Giants.
That's right. They did have the Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb stretch there where they were okay.
I mean, even just pick whatever like awful team, the Cardinals, they're better than the Giants, right? Everybody is better than the Giants, and it's just – it's shameful. It's despicable. The Bengals, the I mean, you've got, hell, right here, you got the fake Oilers. They're better than the Giants over the last decade. It's, they're that awful.
Who would you rather face? Steelers or Ravens? If you are on the Texans and we put truth serum, because they're not going to actually tell us, but if you were to be honest and if you were a Texan, who would you rather face?
I think I'd rather face the Steelers. And the reason I'd rather face the Steelers is if I can keep C.J. Stroud upright for 2.5, for 2 seconds, he's going to shred that awful secondary.
Yeah.
And nothing about the Steelers' offense scares me. Absolutely nothing. Not 750-year-old Aaron Q. Rodgers. Not their non-existent running game. Not Pat Freiermuth, or, you know, like there is nothing about the Steelers' offense that scares me. So,
the Texans do have a little bit of a tight end weakness here or there. They are susceptible to the tight end. Freiermuth is nice.
Yeah, but they don't use him the way you would think they would use him.
And then they're just not good. They're just flat out not good.
But I don't.
Me either.
I don't like anything they do offensively. And with the Texans defense, like, to me, how awesome would it be to potentially end Aaron Rodgers' career by just battering him, bruising him, sacking him, picking him off, stripping him, and beating his ass into the ground.
Don't threaten me with a good time, PC.
I feel like that is the best possible way for Aaron Rodgers' career to end, is for him to just take the most colossal ass-kicking of his life.
You know what? I think you've convinced me. I didn't think about it this way. I like Aaron Rodgers far less. I don't want to use the word hate or anything. I like him far less than I like Lamar Jackson. Or I like Lamar Jackson a lot more than I like Aaron Rodgers.
There's no reason to not like Lamar Jackson.
Not at
all. He just beats you on the field.
Yeah, no, I actually do like Lamar Jackson.
I got a lot of reasons not to like Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
God, I would love his. You know what? Send him back to some dark cave with no lights and a bucket to you know what in. Okay? Can't wait to retire him.
Whose face would you rather like just shove into the turf? Would you rather just like mash into the turf? Aaron Rodgers.
It's always Aaron Rodgers.
So, yeah.
Always Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think I thought about it that way. From that standpoint, I absolutely would rather the Steelers. But that comes with the belief that they would win the game no matter what against whoever they face. And so I'd rather get that ass kicking to the one that I feel like deserves it most.
Coming up next, you know, it's not how any of us expected the Texans to get here. Yet, here we are. Get to it next. He's Brandon Scott. I'm Patrick Creighton. In for the guys on In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.